AfterBuzzers, welcome to the Riverdale After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. It's me, here tonight, in the hot seat. We miss our men very much, but we will be talking about Season 2, Episode 19, Chapter 32, titled Prisoners. We're going to be talking about some really sad funerals and some creepy not brothers, but also our new Dark Angel Betty. We're going to talk all about it, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, hello, Riverdale fans. We are so, so excited to have you join us for tonight's episode, one of the best episodes, I think, ever of Riverdale. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and as I said, we are missing our men, but it's a party in here tonight. Two beautiful ladies to my left that are going to be hosting with me. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. I'm Shay Jones.
And I'm your girl, Shauna O.
Awesome. And Shay is in the live chat, as we know a lot of you guys are. So please comment, tell us what you think, give us your theories, and follow us, and just tweet at us. All the good stuff. We love, love, love talking about Riverdale with you. So overall thoughts for tonight's episode.
I am in love. I just love Betty right now.
Me too.
I'm so in her favor. And Cheryl. Just Cheryl's the best.
I love it.
Even though obviously we didn't have our Tony or our Josie this episode. Like, I think everything's awesome happening right now. Like, this really is just like, they're cutting it. Like, we have, like, what, 3 more episodes left of the season?
Let's and
they're
see. Like 19. How many are there? 23?
24.
Or is there 22? I'm not sure.
22,
let us know in the chat, guys, if it's 22 or 23 episodes. But yeah, I loved it. What did you think, Shauna?
I absolutely loved this episode. I thought it was really jam-packed, but at the same time with good quality, like, footage and for us to figure some things out, but at the same time still be just like, I don't know what's going on. Like, literally, I changed my whole mind when I got to the end, and I felt so much sympathy for the sheriff. So, listen, I don't want to go all into it, but this was amazing. I'm in love, too, but it's not with Betty. I'm in love with the whole darn thing. The whole kit and caboodle.
You're not in love with Betty. I'm in love with our Dark Angel. She's the Dark Angel Betty.
Yes. I love how you call it Dark Angel. I just Dark Betty came with that backhand so nice. I was so clean.
But it's who she is now. She needed a wig before.
Right.
That but is true. Now she's herself, but she's doing it for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. You know?
The training wheels are off.
Or is she? I'm like, technically you're still almost like following Black Hood a little bit in a sense. Well, and that. You know. We gotta talk about it.
We'll get into that. Yes, let's start off with, we can't forget about poor Midge.
No, we can't.
First of all, let's get a little quick moment of silence for Midge.
Yes.
All right, that would be enough. She wasn't that big of a character.
Wait, no, one more.
What?
We're good. Okay.
Okay, she died during the Carrie musical, so that adds one more second of
Yeah,
silence.
I mean, you know what? Midge was a fun character. She has been around for a while as far as, like, the story of Archie and all of that. And she, it sucks what happened to her, but I'm glad it was her.
Me too. I'm sad about that, but it's true.
Well, it's okay. If you had to pick a character that was going to die that isn't an obvious villain, who would you pick? Someone we're not going to be super upset about.
I'm for sure going for, what's the guy's name? Her boyfriend?
Why you want to kill Moose?
No, wait.
It's Moose and then it's one more.
Oh, you mean Fang?
Fang,
I mean.
Let's
we don't know what they were doing in their room.
Either way,
it applies.
Listen,
yeah.
Did you see how easily I forgot his name? He does not matter to me right now. They need to give him a love interest or something and I'll be on him. But for now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, he has a thing with Kevin, I think. That it's their kind of the Romeo and Juliet of this story. It's just never going to work out. But you know what?
Hopefully it does without Moose dying.
Let's talk a little bit about Sheriff Keller. Ooh. I, first of all, really like the scenes where he was interviewing all the guys and the girls, the kids. He was interviewing the kids, and it was a very cool movie-like. I'm sure they were referencing some older film as far as the interrogation scene, because it was like, where were you? Why did you do this? We found out that Ethel did write the creepy letters.
I was right.
You were right.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Like, the way that she, first of all, she was crying and it seemed very sincere. But the way that she lied so well before, I was like, I don't even know if I believe you, you little young little liar.
Well, it's creepy how far she went.
She went very far. And with all the evidence there and just being like, that's not what it looks like. Get out of my dressing room.
It's my vision board.
She tried it.
Questions, though.
Her vision is killing.
Your vision board should be done at your house in a safe space. I'm just curious why you thought the safe space was your dressing room to decide, oh, I'm just going to create a vision board. Second question, where is your vision board?
Right.
Where is that?
Well, it doesn't exist, obviously. But hopefully Jughead we'll get more into that in a different episode, because I would like to go more into Ethel, because they just throw these characters at us sometimes. But we really were focused on the main people this episode.
Right.
So we didn't get as much of Cheryl, but we did get a very interesting conversation with her and Hermione.
Yes.
Wait a minute, though. Before we move on from Sheriff Keller, I just got to say one thing. Did that give him motive or did that give him relief? Because I'm a little bit confused. Like, the whole situation with Sheriff Keller and the way that he was slapped at the funeral. Like, how do you guys feel about that? Do you feel like if someone slaps someone at a funeral, that is the ultimate disrespect? Or is
first of all, it's her daughter. She can slap who she wants.
Yeah. If it's by a family member, I think, of the dead person, then whoever is slapped goes, they're going through
something.
You know
what? I understand. I don't know. It's unacceptable to really assault somebody for any reason. I don't know. That's not for me. But I feel like that maybe gave him a little more motive to be like, okay, so fine, I'll get you guys later. Or now he almost has my sympathy. I'm so easy. Why?
Does he have your sympathy? On what she just said about violence, so I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Okay.
However, I do actually feel a little bit bad for him. But, dude, like, they're calling you out on it. And either you're going to fight it or you're just going to get knocked down. And apparently you're going to stay knocked down. I'm so sorry. Those are your choices.
I have always been very suspicious of him. But I think that he's just going to be a red herring. A very sexy red herring. But a red herring. And okay. That he is just kind of a not super smart. Shouldn't have been sheriff. And he, you know, if you're sheriff of a small town where there's no crimes, mm-hmm. cool. Perfect for a dude like that. But when there's murders that are starting to happen constantly, he even said, I think they're going to bring someone from the outside and God willing, I mean, they should.
Right.
Whoa. And that might not have anything to do with him necessarily. There's not a lot of people that can, like, figure out a serial killer.
Right. He doesn't have his board up with the pictures and the connections and everything like that. He's just trying to figure it out on his own.
Like, the FBI should have been called to Riverdale long, long, long ago. But with the mafia presence, you know, I get it's right. Kind of, you know, not cool.
Right. I love, I hope I say this right, Cass Legault in the chat. He's like, I think Trevor Science, who is blonde, should be brought in to play Chick. Ooh. It's all Twin Peaks.
Oh my gosh.
Which, you know, Sam just loves it.
I do. I do love Twin Peaks. I think every single show is based off of Twin Peaks. So that would be pretty crazy. That would be pretty cool. I like that.
I love Phoebe in the chat. They're all, some like very just like, he's not the best cop, but he shouldn't be fired. Like, they're all kind of, it's all
so we're team Sheriff Keller.
I am not.
I think Sheriff Keller should start like a sexy calendar thing, you know?
I think he should go to be just a deputy, maybe. I mean, yeah. Obviously he loves, you know, being in the police department. I just don't think the sheriff was the
gold that
he needed to go for.
Whoever in the chat, for those of you that don't know, in Twin Peaks there were a ton of murders that started to happen, and the sheriffs were duds, like Sheriff Keller, and they couldn't figure it out. So then they brought in the FBI, which is like where the bigger story happens, but they needed help, but the sheriff was still involved. And he still helped. He wasn't excommunicated.
So he was like Barney Fife.
Yeah, he was just there, you know? He was just helping.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So before we get into all the Chick stuff, we have... there's just two huge, huge storylines this episode. Completely blew my mind. Archie gets kidnapped by Nick St. Clair.
Yes.
Oh.
That got me. So I didn't know who that was.
Why do all the villains need to wear a black hood?
Or, it's like their red herring. Everybody's just gonna wear a black hood.
Well, I'm a little annoyed because this is the second time I've seen the black hood, thinking it's the black hood, and then someone just goes, oh, well, no. It's people just commit crimes in black hoods. It's not a thing. We're looking for a black hood.
Right.
Speaking of black, I just love. Okay, before we really get into Nick, I need to talk about the Vixens decided. I need to understand, how did you make it happen? You're all black uniforms and your black pom-poms. I need information on this. Did you spray paint? did you get them specially ordered? I need answers, guys.
Well, it's because this is a supernatural show and the devil himself runs Riverdale, so he can turn the Vixen's costumes black at any time.
Okay.
I love the fact that you just said that, because I wrote down, Cheryl is very witchy vindictive, powerful, confident.
Yeah.
I guess I was really feeling Cheryl this episode. I wrote down all these great words for her.
Well, she did mention the Furies, which I so appreciated because I'm a Greek mythology nerd. Unfortunately, I am obsessed. Okay. And the Furies are the judge and jury. They're not almost like the Morar in the Greek mythology where they actually are the judge and jury. They actually will cut your lifeline type thing. But they, if you made an oath as a man, they are here to bring vengeance upon you for your crimes.
Wow.
The Furies are lit, powerful female women. And I respect it.
Well, Cheryl knows them.
We'd like to tell you guys about another lit, powerful female, but she is not a Fury. She is not evil of any sort.
Right.
She has an amazing podcast that we would like to tell you guys about.
Absolutely. And I just want to let you know that we are talking about our girl, Maria Menounos. She is wonderful. And I want to let you know that if you want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life, and for those who do, we have a podcast for you. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday. You hear that? Every single Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews. That's hard to say. Along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. Much needed. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. You hear that? Free 99. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it is us, the Riverdale panel, that sent you. We know you love us. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Yes, please, please, please check it out. She has amazing guests, and some of our hosts here are co-hosts with her. So you should totally, totally check it out.
You should. Somebody in the chat just brought something up. I'm really curious about what you guys think.
Okay.
The cheerleaders are called the Vixens, but the school mascot is the Bulldogs. I never actually noticed that.
Hmm. Well, what do they think that means? I mean, Vixens are like the devil, Vixen, sexy.
And a Bulldog is tenacious.
I think they just represent the women on this show. Because,
that is true.
But also, they're not. Vixens is a small word, I think, to represent the women on this show. You know?
It's nothing that
sexy,
can represent
powerful. Well,
speaking of sexy and powerful, let's talk about Veronica and Archie. I mean, all this stuff going on. So, he gets taken by, we think, what is the Black Hood, which pisses me off, like I said.
Okay, before, I have to say this for my piece.
Okay, Archie, one more thing.
Archie Andrews. Why do you always say, who is it? Where, who are you? Oh,
yeah. Who's there?
Who's there? Ain't you seen a scary movie?
He hasn't.
Okay,
Archie
cool.
Archie's an innocent man.
He's in one. He's in one, okay?
That's fine, but that's my only thing I have to say about Archie. Who's there? Don't. Okay. That's going to be for Chick, but that's for later. But continue,
you need to
Sam.
Remember that this is Death Wish Archie.
Okay.
Okay, which means he's very paranoid right now. He's scared. He's asking, who's there? What's going on? And he's ready to fight and be scared.
So let's talk about his theory in his head, who he thinks the Black Hood is going for next. He thinks his dad is for sure next.
Yes.
And the thing is about the Black Hood, Fred is not a typical victim, I feel. He was the first, but the first that we know of. He could have obviously done things before, but he mostly is into younger people that have sinned. Why Fred? Why was he first?
I have a prediction that was like later, but thank you, Sam.
We'll save it.
Thank you, Sam.
In the wrong place at the wrong time?
He blamed Fred because of his whole affair with Hermione Lodge, and I feel like, I think that was also like a red herring in a way, like to try to really throw us.
Well, I still think, because when the whole thing with Nick happened with all the Black Hoods, I wrote in my notes, I was right. What are people going to say that Sam was right? Because look at all these Black Hoods. But they just like to wear black when they're doing crimes. Crimes or just crime?
Yeah, committing. No. Committing crimes.
Committing. Right. Criming.
Right.
It's criming, you guys. So just go have fun with your criming.
Well, they're starting to put together the concept. So Archie is starting to really put together the concept of maybe Mr. Svensson wasn't working alone. He was just kind of like an accomplice to everything. And so I like to hear that at least the wheels are turning. Because come on, guys. It's not the same. It's not just one person. Focus. And then the fact that he was like kidnapped and just still being really macho. Like, what are you doing here? And then he tried to appeal to the human in Nick, which there is none.
There is none.
Okay, Nick, I know this is not this kind of show. I do know that it's not a vampire show. Don't get me wrong. But he looked like he turned into something different from the last time we've seen him.
I swear to you.
His eyes looked creepily crystal clear in the darkness.
His skin was weird. It was all weird.
I mean, don't hate me for this, but if it wasn't for his terrible personality and roofying women and kidnapping Archie and just wanting to be part of the mafia so desperately, I would say he looks damn good.
Well, he looks damn good for a bad guy.
He is hot for a villain character.
Yeah. Okay, good. At least you agree with me, because I felt really guilty about it the whole time. I was like, damn.
No. I like bad guys.
I already know that.
Yeah. Well, this guy, he is actually a part of a family.
Yes.
The family.
And I get it. Bones, guys.
Yeah. I got bones. Because,
to pick with you.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Like, when you first hear that, like, as a kid, you're like, oh, I have a bone to pick with you. But you never really actually really take into
Maybe it's someone effect. Says, you know, I know you killed someone. I got a bone to pick with you, sir.
That'll be the new lingo.
Because that's what it means, you know? That you've killed somebody. And poor Nick St. Clair has a limp now. However, will he be in the mafia? Lots of guys in the mafia have limps. But they thought he was too soft, I guess.
Yeah, his father's going to disown him. I mean, he's dealing with a lot of stress right now. I think he's in a very dire position. His father's going to abandon him right now, saying he's an embarrassment. What else? Lost Veronica. Got beat up by Archie.
Beat up by girls, first
of all. So let's get into this epic, amazing, you know, runaway story. So Nick makes Veronica give him $1 million, which she does not. It was maybe half mil. I guess he'll survive. But no, he wants more. He says instead of the rest of the money, she should have sex with him.
Indecent proposal.
And that's the question. It's like, boy, bye.
But Archie is there, kidnapped.
Right.
Being tortured. And Veronica's parents will not help.
But she's a smart cookie.
She really is.
She really doesn't need their help. Actually, I think the strength of her moment was to say, hey, not only did I take care of this myself, I did it better than you could have done it, and I figured out that you were really not trying to help.
And now you can explain it to my boyfriend that I had to go rescue and almost not really sleep with Nick.
Right, and almost sold myself for him.
Well, so, I mean, how evil of a person. Not only will he sleep with his girlfriend, kidnap him, whatever, he will make him watch.
Now, see, that's the cruelest I feel like you could... That's a very, very bad human being as your core. But I also loved how when he's like, oh, you smell the same as you did when we were in New York. She's like, it's diabolique, which also can on one way means devil, and can another means diabolical, which she definitely is a little, a little diabolical in her.
It's a little both.
Yeah, pretty much.
But that's what she had to be. In that moment.
She needed it. He needed it and she needed it.
And this was the first time in a very long time I have been pro-Varchi.
Oh, wow. Do you guys hear that?
Sam actually admitted she's pro-Varchi for
I was pro-Varchi last season. All you Varchi fans
might have to leave some V's in the comments to let her know that she's on the right track.
I was totally pro-Varchi last season. I was.
I was, too.
I mean, I like it now. And they both are coming into their own, and they are strong as hell, and they're stronger together.
But is it love, though? Because, like, she was willing to give herself up for him, and then he ran over to the place to save her. Just as he falls in the door, we find out that she roofied Nick, gave him a taste of his own medicine, and he is knocked out sleep, baby.
I mean, I could have... Of course that was going to happen, but I was thinking, what is her plan?
Yeah, I knew, like, she had a plan. Yeah. Like, I feel like she wasn't going to sleep with him. I didn't exactly know how she was going to go about it. Mm-hmm. But I am so on point and so proud of the fact that she... Oh, you want to roofie girls? Okay, I got you.
She handled it.
But here's my question. Where'd you get some roofiness? Like, where'd you get some...
The same place she got the jingle jangle.
Right.
Okay? Apparently.
From Reggie. Reggie sells all the jingle jangle, roofies, anything you need.
I just imagine Reggie being like, who are you roofing, Veronica?
Right, right. Or being like, you sure you don't want some jingle jangle for this?
Yeah, and she'll be like, I pay you to not ask me those questions.
Okay.
And then he goes, fair enough. And then they part ways.
Right.
The cut scene.
And then here I come on as the narrator saying, jingle jangle. What is it? It's an upper consumed out of paper straw, similar to pixie sticks. According to Vulture.com, they said it's like a dark, twisted, and vaguely sexual pixie stick. Okay, it's named after the 1969 song by the Archies.
So from it's, it's like ecstasy in a pixie stick.
Yeah, right, which is crazy to think about.
What's going on in the chat, Shay?
That's a lot. I hope I say your name. I'm so sorry. Ixa Tello, she said she thinks there's a group of black hoods. We just need to find out who's the puppet master, which I totally agree with. Taylor James.
I said that too.
She cares about that man. Yes.
Agreed.
Nelly J1 says Nick is very hot. However, I mainly like Varshi for physical chemistry and the sex. That's it. And the crying emoji. They're amazing. And then Jasmine Jones, she's like, Veronica did handle it unlike her parents.
Yes, she
I love it.
She's the new Olivia Pope. She just came in, wiped her hands, and goes, here's $1 million, parents, more than you had in your safe.
Because and then they turn around and betray her.
I mean,
well, did, how? Wait, when did they betray her?
Well, to me, Hiram betrayed her by saying, okay, I'm going to go talk to Archie in the
Well, no, study. She set it up.
No, she set that up.
But either way, he knew that he had just said, Archie is not our son. He knew that he had just sat there and was going to let Archie die. And now it's like, okay, let me just go talk to him in the study instead of being like, you know what? You're right. I didn't call, but I was going to, or I had a plan or something. Give her something.
Well, at least he didn't lie.
I mean,
I don't know.
That's true.
I'm a little mad at Hiram tonight. So you guys, when I'm mad, I just spew out crazy accusations. That's what I do in all my relationships. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, cool. however, I love the fact that Veronica, how she handles business. Like, she has both, she is both her mom and her father, but she's very more smart about it. Like, with the whole McCoy thing, she's like, look, they're about to ruin you. You, like, if you can find a way to do this gracefully yourself without your business coming out, that'll be perfect. Like, she just, like, she wants to
class
do
all the way.
She's very, she's, I think she's a very, the classic comeback. That is Veronica.
Yeah.
She is the classic comeback in a live form.
And she does, she has a lot of patience. I mean, when Ethel attacked her in school, all, like, she held all of it with stride. She goes in the bathroom and cries a little bit, but she just smiles and says, I'm not sure if you really mean that, or I'm so sorry you feel that way. It's that and you go, every time you fight with that kind of person, you're like, ah.
But it's like, are you holding so much in that you're just like this toxic bomb waiting to happen? Oh, yeah.
She punched Reggie out real quick. Like, I think at that point, it's like, I can't take anymore. Sorry, Reggie, you got to go.
But I feel for her as a person, because I just feel like, when you hold things in like that, you just, it's darkness inside of you that.
I feel like you're talking about Betty.
Well, you know what? I am talking about Betty too, but Veronica has, that's why they're so close, because they see each other in each other. They're just like, I see you.
Yeah,
you
know well, I mean? Because Veronica seems like the outwardly dark person. If you were to choose who would be light and who would be dark, it'd be Veronica and Betty. But
inwardly, Betty has a lot of demons she's wrestling with.
Well, and so does Veronica. I think Veronica, though, has a little bit less, not as many demons as Betty, perhaps.
I don't know. She wants to get out of her mob family. You see, she refused something earlier. Oh, do you know Cheryl Blossom? She's like, look, Mom, Dad, do not get me involved in this. Do it yourself. So that has to be a demon she's wrestling with.
Well, I think that she's just trying to protect her friends at this point, because she's ruining that her parent or thinking
her parents will use them.
And they were ruining her relationships with people. And she does care about Riverdale. She started a whole new life. She completely started over. And, you know, I loved her storyline this episode. I thought it was really awesome. And now Archie wants to go kill someone. And apparently all that stuff we got last week with him trying to get on his father's good side again, you know, just Team Fred. Nope. He's going to get his bones.
I mean, that was
because
before
Death Wish Archie.
That was before Black Hood came back. I mean, I think it was one thing when, like, they thought the Black Hood, you know, is out of their lives. I think it's a whole other thing when, oh, yeah, okay, so this guy can still come back and he can still murder my dad. Like, that's kind of a hard pill to swallow. I'm not saying murder is right. However, I won't be upset if the Black Hood dies.
I get it, because he, in a way, him hooking up with Hiram is protecting his father and all the people he cares about.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that, but okay.
Well, I mean, I feel like when he does these really stupid things, it's from a place of love and goodness, but he's intent. Just so young and stupid.
So young and stupid.
I mean, there's just one point in this episode, I think he gets hurt. It was when he got kidnapped by Nick St. Clair and punched and tortured, and I laughed. guys, I'm sorry.
Why?
I don't know.
What happened?
I laughed because I was just like, it's about time someone, like, taught him what a dummy he was.
Wow.
I did not laugh. I felt like he didn't learn a lesson. Because he still got his butt up and ran over there to, like, he's like, I'll kill you. Mind you, he's all tied up. I'll kill you. And I'm like, okay, this is not a good time to threaten this guy.
I mean,
but that's like what everybody does when they're in the chair. You heard me. I'm going to kill you.
I guess. You know what? I don't know.
We digress.
Let us know what you guys think about Arch. If any of you found any joy in Archie getting kidnapped.
Oh, Lord.
So sorry. But please let me know so I don't feel like a crazy person.
Speaking of stupid, however, let's talk about Chick.
Let's talk about Chick and Betty, all of it. Okay, so, first of all, Betty and Jughead go back to, what is it? Sister of Quiet Mercy.
Yeah.
Yes. Sisters of Quiet Mercy. And I love how Betty just, you know, says, well, I'll send the FBI here if you want to show me the picture. I think they'll be very happy or interested to know.
Gay conversion therapy you have going on.
Sister was like, let me get the files for you really quick. Be right back.
I'm going to tell you guys something.
She was afraid.
I have my brother and my dad are both lawyers, and anytime I have ever gotten into any kind of trouble, I was in Mexico one time, and it was a long story short, but I was like, I don't really think my father, who actually is really good friends with the guy, what did I say? I was like, he works at the embassy in Mexico, and, best friends with the consulate, too. I don't think they'd be very happy to know that you'd be detaining their daughter at 3 a.m. in a lobby in, like, a hotel here. Uh-huh. Maybe I should call him. I pretended to call my father. And I said, Daddy, please no. Daddy, don't call the embassy. These people are nice. I'm sure they have families, and they don't want to get in trouble.
She put her acting and improv skills on.
I told my family that story later, and they go, that's not something to brag about. That's psychotic. And I'm like, no, it's not.
It worked.
It worked, guys. I found a bed that night, and I was not on the streets. And
so you pulled a Veronica?
No, I think it was a Betty.
You pulled a Betty.
It was, excuse me, sir. I don't think you would want them to know.
And right, I mean, about this gay conversion.
Yeah, excuse me, but I'll just have to tell them.
I do tears. Like, they're real tears, but, like, it's real, but I will act my way the hell out of it so I get to the situation I need to. Like, please, I really cannot take this today.
I can't take this today, officer.
Just happened, and, like, it's a really bad day, so, sir, please, if you have ever had a bad day in your life, just, like, can't you just give me a break?
Yeah. Well, no. Betty needs to be a lawyer.
Yeah. I mean,
she'd be an amazing
detective, right?
Yeah, she's detective, very true. So she is back in with the Black Hood now. Mm-hmm. She the ringtone,
very strange.
This question's for you, Betty. Well, no, first, like, they confronted Chick.
Well, right, we'll get enough, but yeah,
but like, why? First of all, I want to know for the same number he had, like, obviously, because you went black for like what a month or so, Black Hood, sir. So you
thought you were talking to me, and I was like,
you went dark for like a month or so, pretty dark. So either you're using the same burner phone for I figured burner phones like end after 3 weeks, but okay. And somehow my ringtone is the same for you.
Maybe Betty, Daddy replaced the phone.
He's a hacker.
Why did you not do it? I think I was more upset. She did not say anything to Jughead for some reason. I think I was really just curious confused. And upset about, really confused by that. I really was.
She's told him everything else, including the killing, everything. So it's like, why not just go ahead and say it? But she said, it's my dad.
Well, we'll backtrack a moment and talk about them capturing Chick. And we find out the truth, which is Chick not really
Charles.
His name just happens to be Chick. Make your own assumptions. God, not his fault. They thought he was the same person.
I always wondered. I was like, Charles Chick? Like, that's not the nickname for Charles.
I'm
thinking of Chucky, but that's because I'm a
it's Chuck.
And I know I'm not crazy and the boys are not here to make fun of me. Thank goodness. But you guys thought so in the comments, too. There are some Pretty Little Liars parallels here. We have Charles.
Thank you so much.
It was the Black Hood. We had the Red Hood before.
There's multiple hoods.
And there are multiple hoods. I've said this for a long time. I mean, I still think so. It's not been confirmed. It just was that Nick St. Clair had some loser friends that like to wear black hoods to just torture people. I don't think they have anything to do with the Black Hood, but...
I love
just saying, guys.
There's a lot of Pretty Little Liar references for my life in here, and I'm all for them because I miss it dearly, guys. I miss PLL dearly.
Let's talk about their Den of Sinners.
I don't even know what that is, but I know it's at the Sisters of Quiet Mercy.
No, it's not. It's not. Where Chick used to live.
It's where Chick used to live. It's the hostel.
Yeah, that Betty and Jughead went back to, and that's when they found out, oh, he was such a nice boy, Charles, that he lived with that other guy. There was blood on the sheets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like a crack den. Yeah.
Crack den. I mean, she's not wrong. however, but for real, like, in the sin, okay, so when he's talking about the Den of Sinners, I need to understand what all that encompasses, because you're just saying this person's sin and that person's sin, but what about the nuns? Technically, gay conversion therapy is a sin.
Well, he'll get to them.
I need
this guy is a vigilante, is what I'm trying to, I'm starting to see.
He said, no.
I think Archie's turning into a vigilante. Justice be done. He said, will you let justice be done?
He thinks he's a vigilante.
So he thinks he's a pseudo-vigilante.
Yeah, that's the vigilant... how you say that?
Vigilante. It's like Arrow.
No, tism. I'm talking about tism. I was trying to do the vigilanteism. Oh, there I go. I said it.
Vigilanteism?
Yeah. I was trying to say that, but I couldn't get it. But I feel like there's a difference between... Like you said, like Arrow is... He saw corruption in a town that needed somebody to fight for the town. Mm-hmm. Technically, what the Black Hood is doing is what he perceives as a sin and what he perceives as wrong, and he feels since the sheriff is not going to come after you for having an affair, or if somebody else is not going to come after you for, like, hanging out at Lover's Lane by the lake, whatever.
Okay, so having an affair and being Midge, making out, or whatever she was doing that was made her and Moose a target, I don't know. That's the thing. It doesn't make any sense.
But remember, yeah, they just did Jingle Jangle right before that, right?
Oh, it was Jingle. It was the drugs.
They tried it.
So we got sex, we got murder, we got Jingle Jangle.
Well, I don't know. I think he's got his radar a little bit off as far as, you know, who deserves to die. But Betty makes an executive decision.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Before we get there, dun-dun-dun, I was right, as were many of you.
Hashtag Sam was right.
Thank you. And FP is Charles, his father.
Right.
And, God, Cheryl, they do have a lot of similarities. Alice is a hot mess this episode.
I felt actually so... Like, obviously, even when Chick said it, I knew he was lying, but it was, like, that was the one thing that would destroy her. Like, saying that would be, the thing that destroyed her the most. And he knew it, too. And that's what I think really, I really want to kick his butt myself at that point. I'm just like, dude, you've been around this family long enough to know what would have hurt her the most, and you just twisted the knife and left it there.
Literally, he didn't twist it, but he sliced it. But before we get to that, I want to say, shout out to Alice. This episode, she acted her butt off. I think she drew me in every second with everything she did. She won the actual show for me tonight. Like, she...
her and Betty.
I watched her, like, all night, like, whoa, you blow me away.
I felt terrible, especially when she's like, look, no more lies, no more secrets. Like, I had your baby. I gave it up for adoption. Like, that for me was heartbreaking, because obviously FP is taking in this information, but he can't even process it fully because he has to deal with crying, destroy Alice.
A lot of guys, though, would be like, excuse me, why are you crying? Get out of here. Yeah. What are you saying? But he just held her and comforted her. But then he also pulled Jughead out of there real fast when they were deciding what to do with the potential torture situation in the basement.
Right. Making him talk.
He said, this is not our home. This is not our place.
But then he said, once they decide what to do, it's like, we'll clean up the body. That's what we're here for.
In a sense.
It's kind of what he said. He's like, they'll tell us later what they want to do.
And once they decide, you know, we'll make a decision.
Maybe clean it up better than Betty cleaned up the last body.
Right, even though Betty did all right.
I mean, FP cleaned it up real nice, even though they've still found the car. Still ain't found a body.
FP, I love him, but he does not have a good track record with covering up dead bodies. I will just say. I mean, it's number two.
Well, it took him a year to find Jason Blossom, so maybe it'll take him another year before they even care about the shady guy, you know? People in the chat are awesome right now.
Hey, Chad.
Jasmine Jones says, Alice scene was so heartbreaking because of the whole situation with Chick, who is not her son.
Although she's really stepping up as a leader right now in the midst of all of this tragedy.
Alice?
Yes.
Oh, I think she's...
I think it's more Betty.
I think she's gone totally comatose and just in trauma mode, actually.
It's so interesting. I see her being more of a leader by going out and it's just like being like, you know what? Let me start telling people the truth so that we can start getting this together so I can protect my family. Yeah. And I feel like that is leadership.
I think I do see your point on that. Okay, for sure.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Well, Sotelo said, vampires, get ready for a Vampronica.
Oh.
I actually love that.
Please do.
I've always called
fan fiction story.
Veronica a vampire, and I've threatened to write Veronica vampire fan fiction, so maybe I just will.
I think we should all, since you two already write fan fiction and I've never written it, I think we should all write a fan fiction story, and if we get a certain amount of something, then we'll just share it with the peeps.
Ooh, yeah.
Something cool. We're coming up with creative ideas right here live.
I haven't wrote for Riverdale, so that'd be dope to write a Riverdale.
Yeah, fun. That would be cool. Well, okay, let's talk about this chick scene with Betty. Epic. Totally.
Oh my gosh.
Epic when she goes, run.
Oh no, you
seriously.
Really, like, you really should be.
Time 60%.
Let me tell you something to you. Me and Sean, because we're looking at the scene.
That was crazy.
That's just like an African American, like, legit. You see a shadowy hood, like, person just in the shadows. You ain't gotta say nothing to me or her. It's deuces, okay?
Ask questions later.
Right? It's like I'm gonna save myself first type of situation, and then maybe I'll come back and figure out the rest of the plan, because unfortunately, right, there is no 50%, 70%, 60%. You don't even have to get there.
No.
I would have been already out of, you know.
Because he was able to visually see the black hood. Like, yes. I didn't understand why he still stayed. Do you think he was crying out to Betty in his eyes to
no,
say, like,
no, I think he didn't believe it? Her because he goes, you would be terrified right now. And she goes, he doesn't want me.
He doesn't really want me. He needs you.
I loved it.
AKA, I'm working with him.
Right. And then, finally, we get to the point where Betty is coming to the conclusion that the black hood could be her father.
Yeah. Like, that little Easter egg was just, like,
too good.
I've always thought the face of the guy that initially tried to kill Fred, if it was closest to anybody's that we knew, it would have been Hal. The face shape, his body shape,
his walk,
yeah,
his run.
I do think it would be Hal, but I also think...
Claudius.
I think Claudius, too. It's definitely a man of that age.
So, if that's the case, I think maybe Claudius maybe did Fred, but Hal's doing Chick right now, if that makes any sense.
Hal could be being, well, because he had the thing with Penelope, I don't know. On that note, guys, let's get into some predictions for next week.
We do. It's a great episode.
I love it.
You're After Buzz TV predictions.
Do you want to start, Sean?
I will start. Mine are short. Okay, so first of all, my predictions, I wrote down Chick is Charles's brother somehow. So he's still somehow Betty's brother. He's adopted or something happened. I feel that. I also feel like, what was I going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
I can't remember. Oh, Hiram is at the helm of this Black Hood situation. Something is going on and Hiram is running something. There's some things he's not telling Hermione. I can't remember everything else that I wanted to say for predictions, but just know that it's going to be crazy, okay? Yes, I do remember. I think that FP and, like, Phallus, the whole situation, is done. He hugged her, but he didn't kiss her. Cool. I know she's back with her husband, but baby, they've been doing the wrong thing for a long time, okay? They're hiding a murder, okay? If you cheat, basically one sin, all sin. So if you cheat, it's not that bad. I feel like maybe he's just over it. He's just like, you killed my kid. I can't deal with you right now.
But she did not kill his kid.
She didn't, but she came to him and told him she did, and he doesn't know the full story because she was sobbing, like, boo-hoo crying, so.
Okay.
Okay. I had an amazing theory because Sam jogged it for me, but now I kind of lost it. I wish I wrote it down, and I wish I remember what she said.
Wait, what? Oh, man.
Yeah, like, because you said, and I was like, oh, Sam, you gave me the perfect prediction.
And I said, write it down. Did I
was
say that?
No, was it Claudius or was it? Write it down. It was something regarding FP. I really feel like...
I felt that it was a good one, too.
It really was. I swear, I will, like, legit leave it in the comments later because I know it'll hit me sometimes
later
tonight.
Maybe I should start talking.
And then maybe it'll jog me. Yeah.
Okay. So I think that Chick will be back. He's very close friends with the cast. If you didn't know, they went to Coachella together. Mm-hmm. And I just think that he's not gone.
No.
I think, him in the black hood, he did look scared. So I think he's gonna maybe just cajole him, you know, maybe romance him a little. I'm not even kidding. Chick is gonna come back. Chick is gonna come back.
I agree.
FP and Alice, I think that either Hal is gonna be revealed as the Black Hood or part of the Black Hood, or maybe it's gonna be a false accusation, but Alice is gonna be so excited to drop him so fast and run to FP.
Are we ruling out Sheriff Keller completely? He's not a suspect any longer?
No, he's still a suspect. He's still on my board, but he's just moving...
Moving down.
So, okay, if we're going to talk suspects right now, I'm thinking it is... I almost said FP, and then I thought, what if that's a Freudian slip? What if somehow this is FP? But it's not.
Oh, my God, no.
It's not.
So I'm thinking Hal...
only because he was in jail when... Freya got shot, so technically it really can't be.
I still just think it's a crew of people, and they maybe will represent the seven deadly sins in some way, shape, or form.
That would be amazing, because I love seven deadly sins.
Yeah, something like that. And there is a lot of Greek mythology, I think, like you mentioned earlier, even the stuff with Cheryl. It's very, this would never happen in real life. People aren't at a funeral singing. No. And it's
what do you mean?
Although she was.
Well,
she
singing like Cheryl was with everybody.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, you ain't never been to black funeral.
No. They're singing, but Cheryl's just like in the middle, just like it's her solo. Yeah. No.
With her like chair pomp, like people just like in the background, just
with
like
her cape pom pom.
That cape was very so fabulous. Yes. It was so Cheryl and also very witchy. I will say, like Shanta, it was very like.
Well, we do have the Sabrina the Teenage Witch spinoff coming on Netflix soon. I don't think I knocked anything loose for you, but please let me know.
Okay, my predictions for next. I actually like her, like Shanta's theory about maybe Hiram is like somehow running in the sense of the Black Hood. Maybe not even the puppet master, but like he's definitely involved in a way. I can't, like, figure out the connection of how he's involved.
Maybe he's the money of it all.
I would actually buy that. And I really would, like, if there is multiple hoods, and he knocked one out first by doing Fred, obviously, because, you know, I have to get you back for my wife. I just had to get that. However, he's definitely, he is hiding something when the Black Hood's concerned, and it's, like, very concerning to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is.
I have one more thing I want to throw in before I forget it. A parent will die by the end of the season.
A parent.
One of their parents, I think, is going to die. And it could be questionable whether they were involved. They could be a red herring. But I think someone's mom or dad, out of our core four, or Cheryl, too, will die.
I'll be happy with Penelope. No offense to Penelope.
Yeah, I think everyone
I'll be
would.
Okay in my spirit. I think Kevin, like Kevin's about to show Cheryl some things in life. I really predict that. Like, I'm like, my dad might be going down without a fight, but I am not. If you really want to play a game, Cheryl, let's do it.
Okay. All good. Right. I like it. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. Is there anything else in the chat
that we got to shout out? I love it.
Let's hear some predictions.
A lot of people want to see Jughead's sister and his mom. Ooh. And Aaron Penn said, if Hal is the Black Hood, bringing in Jug's mom and Jellybean makes sense. Kaz Legault said, a parent will die, FP or Hal, like with the emoji with the eyes all sad. Dream Chase Spire says, just don't touch Alice or FP. They really don't want it. Hal is dying for sure, maybe Hermione.
We don't want that. Well, continue to let us know over Twitter and in the comments. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I think we will get Ben and Frank back next week. Thank you so much, you guys, for being here. Where can everyone find you on social media?
I'm Shauna O. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at @GShaunaO.
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on Tuesday nights on Rise, and I will re-watch this so I can figure out my prediction and put it in the comments for you guys, because I knew it was great. It was amazing. And I'm really upset I lost it. Have a great night. Thank you so much for having me.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And tomorrow at 2 p.m., I will be here doing the Originals after show. I think there might be some crossover there for fans. So please, please tune in, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.